unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Fear not, my child, for you have been chosen to carry this Holy One. Our Lord above, in whom you found favor, wants you to bear his Son.
He still my heart, how can this be? Why would our God have chosen me? I am a peasant, a virgin as well, but by his grace I humbly accept. My heart, how can this be?
Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for thou which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Fear not, my son, to take this woman, to be your wife. For that now is conceived in her is from the Lord, Most High.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be taxed.
Hear ye, by order of Caesar, this decree. Every man shall return to his home and pay a tax to the coffers of Rome. So shall it be.
went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
So
this same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Let this mind be in you, which was also called Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted himself and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and in things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you. you so much for helping us with that last song. We appreciate all of your attention to us, and thank you for allowing us to honor God in this manner. We've heard today, you can be seated. We've heard today about Christ, the everlasting light, that was in one of our songs, and about Christ as the promised Messiah. Christ is the Lord of all, the Holy One. He's the Son of the living God. He's the incarnate Word. He's the hope of the nations. He's God with us. But we need to remember one other facet of our Lord, Christ and Him crucified. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. It's by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are redeemed. With the precious blood of Christ, as with a lamb without blemish and without spot, we can't save ourselves. The only salvation to be had is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The invitation is this, and you're in a Baptist church, we have to have an invitation, and the invitation is in the scripture. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Cast your soul on the mercy of Christ. He is your Lord. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior of sinners. He's the only hope sinners have for salvation. He's the sufficient substitute on the cross. He's your sacrificial lamb, and He paid the price for your sin with His own blood. You have to do business with Him. The place to do that is right where you are, where the Holy Spirit of God is dealing with you. Bow down to the Lord Jesus Christ. Give up your battle against Him. Cast away the vanity of your own merits. What you do cannot save you. Kneel down at the foot of the cross, and you'll find the entrance to the Savior's heart. Your only hope is that He may be willing to save you. Trust His power to save. Today, if you put your faith and trust in the merits of Christ and you'd like to share that with us, you can do that. One of our deacons, Ronnie, if you'll come here, one of our deacons will be waiting to greet you. Or if you'd like to talk to somebody and you need help, you want one of us to pray with you, you can come and ask for help or ask any of our church members that we'll be glad to pray with you. We'll sing now The Old Rugged Cross, if you'll stand together. And while we sing of the cross where Jesus died, do business with Christ.
Father, touch our heart for every one of us in this building is going to take our last breath someday. And Father, it's my prayer. Father, convict them. Lead someone to them.